how are you proceeding?
I am proceeding fine. I am, I did realize that I am aware of that I am creating my part of my reality, at least experientially. There's other parts of it that I'm not quite sure that I figured out how I created it, but parts of it, it's like, oh, like I have a lot of time right now from work, and I wanted a lot of free time from work. It's kind of weird, but I realized that I did want that, and I got that. So I am realizing how I have intentions set out or desires set out, and, you know, I see them manifesting.
Excellent.
But, okay, there's three, maybe four points that I want to talk to you about. One, you know, and I don't know if we go into this yes and no. I kind of think I got a little bit more of awareness on this yes or no, but and mixing that with my intuition and okay, so small and simply, a small example. I signed up to take these yoga classes and I was excited about it. And then the day of, and it was in the evening, and I usually don't like exercising in the evening, and right before the class, I'm like, I really don't want to go to this class. I just didn't want to go. Don't want to go. But I go, and it was wonderful, and I enjoyed it, and it felt really good, and I'm glad I went. So let's then, there's two other things that I'm kind of feel like back and forth dread and desire, I'm going to call it. So one, this trip, planning this trip for the spring session in Italy. Part of me, I just, the thought of planning it and doing it, I'm just like, it feels very heavy to me. I don't want to do it. And then the other part, like even talking to Mary right before, and she sounded like she was a little bit excited. And so that got me a little more excited. And so that's one thing. And then the third thing is John's idea of building, you know, going into building the boat, making a boat building business. I have to say, on one hand, it's exciting, and on another hand, it does terrify me a little bit. So I guess I kind of want to talk about those, about moving forward on these, you know, like the Italy or the boat building, and moving, you know, about trusting myself. When is it fear that is not necessarily warranted, or getting myself in a different, like the yes and no. When I'm thinking the yes and no, it's like, it's, you can be doing the same action and you can be saying yes to something and no to something, or it can be completely opposite what you're saying next yes to or no to, considering on your attitude. For instance, my job for some insurance, they want me to take this driving class. I had to take this driving class, and I'm like, I don't want to take it. I'm like, I feel like it's the establishment and true telling me something I need to do. So here I'm saying yes to being a victim. I know that. And I'm saying no to my own empowerment. Well, or I can stop that and I can say, okay, you know, I can take this 8-hour driving class. I can do it during work time. So it's not, quote unquote, going into my free time, and they're going to pay for it, you know, and it'll take points off my driver. So, you know, I'm kind of have created this way for them to kind of help me work, you know, maybe lower my insurance rates. You know, I can look at it that way and say, oh, how clever, and say yes to, hey, wow, you know, I, instead of being told by the DMV or a court that I have to take this class, I created this way that it's, you know, my work, and they feel bad about me having to take this class, and I could say yes to feeling empowered, Or, and then no to, you know, being a victim. So it's the same situation. And I said, depending on how I approach it, is what I'm saying yes and no to. First of all, did I get that yes and no thing right there?
Good. And what I would remind you of is you are correct. This is what you are describing is perception. And that plays a significant role in what motivates you to choose. And it also plays a significant role in what you feel and how you proceed and whether you generate ease or whether you generate difficulty. Let me express in this manner. Many, many, many individuals that engage this information develop the idea that if they are moving in the correct direction, or if they are doing what they are supposed to be doing, or if they are right, that whatever the scenario is, everything will flow.
That's me.
That is a very common perception. That is a very common assessment and has become a very common development of a perception. It is an assessment that individuals develop that, in a manner of speaking, gives them an objective gauge, so to speak, in relation to creating their reality. That they are actually doing it. They are actually creating their reality if it moves smoothly and if it is successful. But in actuality, what individuals do not necessarily recognize is that it is not actually that they are moving in the right direction or that they are, in your terms, on the right track if everything that they are doing is moving smoothly and successful. It is their perception that allows that. In this, your perception is tremendously powerful, and dependent upon how you are perceiving a particular direction or situation, it affects how you think, how you feel, and whether you allow or not. In relation to using your examples, let us begin with the trip, which we discussed in our group interaction briefly also, but in a different capacity. Now, in that, if you are viewing a situation, you are contemplating engaging a trip, and if you are focusing your attention on aspects of that trip that you dislike, such as the organizational aspect, seeing other individuals or planning or generating all of the mechanics about the trip. If that is what you are focusing on, and if that is the part of the trip that you dislike, that influences your perception to generalize that you are uncomfortable with this situation. Remember also what we discussed in the group interaction in relation to feelings. You generally focus upon one feeling, whichever feeling is the most obvious. That is not to say that there are not several other feelings that are being expressed, but you do not pay attention to them. For you are focused on whichever feeling is the loudest, whichever feeling is the most obvious. And once again, your perception generalizes that, and you express to yourself that you are uncomfortable with the entire idea, or that your uncomfortableness is greater than what aspects may be comfortable for you. Now, in this, once again, it is a matter of what you are paying attention to that influences your perception the most. And your perception, in turn, influences your feelings and your thought process. Therefore, you can actually interpret one scenario in different manners, and dependent upon what you are paying attention to, that will determine how you develop your perception in relation to the same subject. And this is the reason that I have emphasized many, many times how important perception is, for it is what you actually create, and how important attention is, for that is the single most influencing factor of perception. And between those two expressions, attention and perception, that can confuse what you are offering to yourself in information. it also confuses the choices that you engage, for it adds questions where there might not be questions. Now, in this, how you actually address to any given situation in which you assess that you may have conflicting feelings is you ask yourself, what am I doing? Which includes, what are you paying attention to? For what you are paying attention to is part of what you are doing. And that you can more clearly assess what is influencing your perception. Now, with the example of the trip, you like to travel.
Yes.
You like to explore.
Yes.
Directions, new places, new avenues, new experiences. You also like connecting with other individuals. You like connecting with and interacting with individuals of like mind, so to speak.
E-peeps.
Now, in that, in relation to the trip, this is an opportunity to interpret fun, to meet and engage with other individuals that you may not necessarily engage otherwise in physical proximity, to share experiences with, to explore, to generate new discoveries. All of those expressions are actions that you like to do.
Yes, indeed.
Now, in that, if you were perceiving this trip as a vacation and fun and the opportunity to meet and interact with many other individuals of like mind and with similar interests to yourself, and to explore new places and new experiences, you would be excited.
Yep.
If you are focusing upon logistics, not like, and you are focusing upon the mechanics of that trip, which you do not like, then your feeling and your perception will be very different. It is the same subject, but dependent upon what you are paying attention to, how you are viewing it, determines what influences your perception. And in that, if you are paying attention to the fun and the exploration and the interactions and all of the aspects of the trip that you like, you will engage the trip and you will have fun. And you will likely generate new connections. You will continue to excite yourself. And you will express an open and allowing energy. If you are focusing your attention upon the logistics and the mechanics, which you do not like, then your perception changes and you create in that direction. Therefore, you begin creating obstacles for yourself, or delays, or difficulties, or you cannot find the correct location to make the trip, or you cannot connect with airfares that are reasonable, or other individuals are presenting difficulties and obstacles to you in other capacities. And you continue in that direction. Now, this is significant, for this is the piece that many, many, many individuals distort and misunderstand. For in focusing their attention upon aspects of a certain subject that they do not like, they change their perception. Their perception generalizes the subject and influences an uncomfortable feeling. And in that, the individual responds to the thinking and feeling which has been created by their own perception of a situation, and in that it changes their energy. Now the individual is moving in a direction of projecting energy that is negative, and that will create obstacles. And then the individual generates the assessment, this was not meant to be. This is not easy, and therefore there's a problem with it. Now, this is very different from what I was expressing in the group interaction in relation to intuition. Individual incorporates an expression of intuition, they may not necessarily be giving themselves this list of reasons. They merely are generating a thought or a feeling or both of being uncomfortable. When you are generating a perception that is influencing your thoughts and feelings, you will begin giving yourself reasons why this is not being successful. For you will justify your perception. In this, you will express the ability to begin listing all of the obstacles. what is moving in a wrong direction, or what is difficult, or what is an obstacle, or what you do not like. That is very much validating and justifying your perception of the situation. Just as in the reverse manner, if you are focused upon the fun and what you do like and what you will encounter and what you will do and you are excited, you will justify that perception. And you will not meet obstacles. You will create most of your planning to move smoothly. For you are justifying your perception and expressing to yourself, I want to do this. And what is that? That is the, yes, I want to do this. And no to outside sources that would distract me from what I want. The reverse with the other perception is yes to outside sources and no to my own fun. Now, the difference in relation to intuition, remember, intuition is doing what? Answering questions. Intuition is not necessarily a feeling or a thought. It translates, for the most part, into a feeling or a thought, for that is what you will pay attention to as an answer. But intuition itself is not necessarily a thought or a feeling. And it is always an answer. Therefore, it is not necessarily a matter of what you like or dislike. It is only an answer. You have a question, your intuition answers it. And this, as it is generally translated through thoughts and feelings, you may be, let us say, asking a question in relation to a trip. And perhaps the question is as simple as, do I like this idea? Or, do I like this trip? Or, am I comfortable with this trip? In that, what would you assess that your intuition does to answer that question? Based upon what I have expressed in defining what your intuition does.
I would say it just instantly knows me and the circumstances and knows if it's a good match.
What are all of your Sherlock Holmeses doing?
They're going out to find the places, Well, they're investigating, so they've done all kinds of investigations.
Precisely. Therefore, all of your Sherlock Holmeses are projecting to the location.
Okay.
And gathering the information to answer your question. All of the aspects of the location that you resonate with, that you like, that you dislike, that you are interested in, that you are not interested in, and therefore they return to you. And if the majority of the information is that, yes, you resonate with this, you like this, this would be fun, that is what the expression of your intuition will be. That, yes. If they return to you and there are more aspects of the location that you do not resonate with, that would not be fun for you, that you would not be interested in, they return to you with the simple no. Now, in that, at times, dependent upon the subject matter or the situation, your intuition may express very specific information to you. As I have used the example pastly of wanting to purchase an object in a shop, and your intuition expressing to you, yes, do it now, it will be gone later. Or, at times, which this occurs many times, depending upon the subject matter, it may not give you detailed information or a detailed answer. It may merely give you a yes or a no answer to your question, and that will influence a feeling. You will feel good or you will not feel good. And generally speaking, in those time frameworks, it is very easy to ignore your intuition, for you immediately attempt to engage your thought mechanism and evaluate, why do I feel what I feel? Why is this uncomfortable? In relation to a subject such as a trip, if your intuition is expressing no, you may feel uncomfortable and not necessarily objectively answer that question of why. But as I expressed in our group interaction, regardless of whether it is a yes or a no, a comfortable or an uncomfortable feeling, that feeling will continue to become louder if you are not acknowledging it. And let me express to you, that may surfacely seem that your feeling of becoming louder would only occur if it was a no answer, but that is not necessarily correct. For at times, an individual may be expressing yes, but what they are paying attention to is the no, and therefore I mean, it may be that the intuition is becoming louder and louder in the positive manner for you to pay attention to, which generally creates considerable conflict for most individuals. For the feeling will do the same in the positive direction as it will in the negative, but you will pay more and more and more attention to what is justifying your perception in the negative. Therefore, it becomes a greater conflict in that type of situation for the individual is expressing, I feel good about this subject, or I feel positive and I want to do it, but I am giving myself all this imagery that is expressing that I should not. That is not necessarily that you are giving yourself all this imagery as information. It may very well be that that is merely what you are paying attention to, and therefore that is the perception that you are creating. And in this, this also moves in conjunction with what I have expressed many times, that regardless of the subject, one choice is not better or larger than another choice. They are all merely choices, for it is all dependent upon your perception as to the magnitude of the choice or not. In relation to the boat, this is a more obvious subject in that it is not as confusing necessarily as perhaps the subject of the trip, for there are more constructs that are being expressed in relation to the boat. For in relation to the boat, in one direction, that is inventive and creative and exciting and new and could be interesting and fun. But in another direction, it can be frightening, for it threatens your stability in certain capacities. In one direction, you want to be supportive of your partner and encouraging of your partner, but in another direction, you are viewing that you are comfortable in your lifestyle, and that could be threatened if your partner moves in the direction of concentrating all of his time and energy in boats. and by extension, that produces the association that you would therefore be responsible for more of the financial maintenance of your household, which is an uncomfortable prospect. Therefore, in that situation, there are many constructs What I would express to you is with the trip, it is perhaps less obvious and more confusing, but it is more simple. Where there are less constructs involved. With the boat, it is less confusing, more obvious what the components are, but it is more complicated. Are you understanding? It's many more constructs.
Yeah. Yes. I am definitely understanding.
Therefore, in that, with more constructs, it is a matter of untangling those constructs and deciding, in a manner of speaking, which constructs or which expressions are more important to you and valuable to you and which are not. What you are willing to engage and what you are not. With the subject of the trip, it is simpler, for there are less constructs, and it is merely a matter of focusing your attention in the direction that is the most comfortable and beneficial to you. And therefore allowing yourself to proceed. In a manner of speaking, with the trip, it can be simplified to the point of merely asking yourself, do you want to go or do you not want to go? With the boat, it is more complicated. For you may want both. You may want to participate and encourage that direction, but you may also not want to. And that is all being influenced by all of the constructs, which in that situation, it is a matter of somewhat untangling the constructs to evaluate which ones are valid and important to you and which ones are not. And also in that listening to your intuition more consistently for through the process, you may incorporate many more than one question. And therefore, it would be a matter of listening to your intuition consistently to answer those questions that you are not necessarily objectively expressing, but that you are feeling.
It seems very huge to me. I mean, it seems like it might be more than, it just seems a little overwhelming, just even processing all that.
Now, remember, as with any subject, it is more complicated for myself to explain it to you than for you to do it.
Well, I see that, like, on the trip or on most things, I absolutely, like, a lot of times when we're talking, and even up into the conversation until the boat, I thought it does, you know, you go on and on explaining it, but I feel like, oh, I can work with that. I feel like, yeah, I got the tools, I can work with it, I can practice it, and I have enough of a feeling that I feel like even if you weren't telling me, I feel like I could still manage to find my way. On the boat thing, it still feels like I'm not sure. Like we get stopped talking and I'm going to be like, what? I'm not sure. But I know I would just default in when that happens. I would default in, well, I'm not going to think about it right now and just go on with my life, what I'm doing right now in the moment.
To an extent, I agree with. Also would express that you would not be expressing it to myself if it was not a confusion and a concern.
Oh, I know it's a confusion and a concern, and I'm not saying that I would just not think about it anymore. I mean, I wouldn't think about it for the moment, but that's, it seems like such a confusion to me that I don't even know how to do it on my own.
What would you express merely now in this moment would be your greatest confusion or your greatest concern?
With the boat? Well, the biggest thing that happens, why I feel like we would bite off more than we could chew and get ourselves to a position that, you know, like you said, I'm uncomfortable and I can't all of a sudden, like right now, I feel like I'm at a place in my life where I have choices and can do pretty much whatever I want. When I want, and I like it. I feel like if we do this boat thing, it might be more restrictive. I mean, part of me doesn't even really care that much because there is a part of me that figures, you know, it's a new adventure. I can, you know, we'll make whatever happens, it's going to be fine. There is a part of me that is okay with that too. But I know, like, sometimes I'll get myself into these projects and I'll start, and then I feel like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I just bit off more than I can chew, and then I made more of a mess out of it than if I would not have even started at all. So I kind of feel...
Now, let me offer you two factors for you.
Okay.
That perhaps you can practice with, and it may ease the situation somewhat. The two factors are, one, any direction, any subject, any expression is not black and white. Therefore, it is not or does not have to be a situation of all or nothing, either or. Either you stop everything and move in an entirely new direction and devote yourselves entirely to the boat, or you continue in your present direction. Is not that black and white, or it does not have to be that that black and white. Therefore, there are many other avenues and options that you can explore in relation to the subject. The other aspect is, for the most part, this is your partner's project.
Yes.
That is significant for you to remember. That you are not actually physically involved. Your involvement is in encouragement and supportiveness, and perhaps occasionally offering some input or insight that you may express, but other than that, this is his project.
Well, and I like that a lot. I mean, that feels really good. I feel that I'm wondering, though, like if I'm not energetically feeling good about this, like, you know, everything's energy, there are no secrets, that I feel that he might feel that, and that might lead to his inhibitions to want to do this dream of his or whatever. So,
and I would agree.
So,
but in that, the reason this is of such importance that I remind you that you are not involved in a physical capacity is that that very much, once again, in relation to perception, can influence what type of energy you are expressing.
Okay,
if
yeah.
you are genuinely recognizing your position and that you are not actually physically involved, you are not generating blueprints. You are not researching. You are not physically designing a boat. And you are not physically crafting a boat. Your little hands are never touching a piece of wood that would be incorporated as a part of the building of the boat. Therefore, literally, you are not involved in a physical capacity with this project.
Can I ask?
That does generate a significant difference in relation to perception. For if you are not involved, then you can be supportive and encouraging. When you perceive you are involved, you begin to incorporate responsibility for it.
Which I don't want. So he does not need me to be involved in this. Is that correct?
Not in a physical capacity,
but
no.
In a supportive. I mean, just my role of being energetically supportive to him is enough.
Yes.
And everything else, it's, you know, his ballgame.
Yes. Now, in that, I would express that the extent of your physical involvement may be that you physically look at a plan.
Well, yeah, in which I like doing anyway.
Physically look at a boat.
Right.
But other than that, physically, you are not involved.
So, yeah, okay.
That is his project. It would be a very different situation if you were considerably interested in actually physically participating in the actual crafting of a boat. If you were interested or enjoyed woodworking, that would be a very different scenario. But you are not.
Yeah.
Therefore, in that, what is significant is that when you involve yourself, or when you perceive that you are involved in capacities that you are not, you automatically begin to express responsibility. And when you express responsibility, that changes the scenario and it changes your energy. That is the reason that it is important. Now, in that, if you are genuinely recognizing your role, it may be easier for you to be supportive and encouraging, knowing that you are not responsible and that you are not actually physically involved. And the other aspect is equally as important, to remind yourself that this subject, in like manner to many, many, many other subjects, is not absolute or black and white. There are many different avenues in which it can be expressed without threatening you or your comfort. And in that, I would express that those are the most important directions and expressions to consider at this point. You can address to the constructs at a subsequent time framework when you are more ready and when you incorporate a clearer understanding of them.
Yes. Okay. This is
presently
good.
What I would express to you in relation to the boat, your role is to be supportive and not worry.
Okay.
And in relation to the trip, my suggestion is that you begin perceiving it as a fun vacation.
Okay. Thank you, Elias.
Very welcome, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and an update.
Okay. I shall give you an update.
I express tremendous encouragement to you and a great acknowledgement in how you are expanding and how you are paying attention.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting, in tremendous lovingness to you as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.